If your organization is spending $500,000 a year on AI inference, there is a window open right now that could return $330,000 annually with no quality degradation. That number comes directly from the math behind Google's Gemma 4 multi-token prediction drafters, and it is the kind of board-level figure that demands your attention this week. Here is what is happening architecturally. Google's Gemma 4 has introduced what are called MTP drafters, multi-token prediction models, that work through a technique called speculative decoding. The mechanism is elegant. A smaller, faster draft model proposes multiple token continuations in parallel, and the larger base model verifies them all in a single forward pass. The result is up to 3 times faster inference throughput. Apple Silicon deployments are seeing 2.2x speed improvements. NVIDIA A100 deployments are achieving comparable gains. And critically, sources from AI Revolution and Air Revolution X describe this as lossless. There is no quality degradation at the output level. Let's translate that into board language. On a $500,000 annual inference budget, a 3x throughput improvement means you are doing the same work in roughly 1/3 the compute time. That is approximately $330,000 in annual compute savings on that baseline alone. The migration path is a 6-to-10-week infrastructure sprint requiring 1-to-2 machine learning engineers on your existing cloud GPU infrastructure. The strategic play for your board is straightforward. This is a capital allocation question with a documented ROI timeline under 3 months. Building on that, the key metric to watch during evaluation is what engineers call the drafter acceptance rate, the percentage of tokens the draft model proposes that the base model actually accepts. If that rate falls below 60% on your specific workloads, it signals a domain mismatch between your production data and the drafter's training distribution. Measure that first before committing to full migration. Now, simultaneously and from a completely different direction, there is a vendor pricing disruption that requires a structured organizational response. According to Dr. Karoly Zolnai-Feher of 2-Minute Papers, DeepSeek R2 is priced 8 to 30 times cheaper than Anthropic Claude. That is not a rounding error. That is a structural pricing gap. The model also offers a 1 million token context window and achieves a 90% reduction in KV cache memory needs through a 3-layer compression architecture. Dr. Zolnai-Feher's needle and haystack testing showed the Pro version outperforming Gemini 3.1 Pro on fact retrieval from long contexts, a meaningful result for any organization running document-heavy workloads. But there are 2 hard constraints you need to encode into your evaluation criteria right now. First, DeepSeek R2 is unimodal, no images, no audio. Any workflow touching multimodal data is simply ineligible. Second, the context window degrades as you approach its limits. The practical engineering rule: cap your context utilization at 75% of the 1 million token window, that is 750,000 tokens, enforced at the application layer, not as a guideline but as a hard programmatic constraint. The strategic play for your board here is not either or. Teams with $500,000 or more in annual inference spend and multimodal workloads should evaluate Gemma 4 MTP migration for text generation pipelines while retaining GPT-4o or Claude for multimodal tasks. Teams with primarily text workloads and sub-$500,000 inference spend should run the DeepSeek R2 parallel pilot first. Lower capital requirement, faster signal on savings. The 60-day structured vendor evaluation window starts now. After 6 months of reliability data, reassess concentration limits and keep no more than 40 to 50% of production inference volume on DeepSeek R2 until that track record is established. Shifting to infrastructure, there is a networking development happening at the foundation of large-scale AI compute that will reshape procurement decisions over the next 18 months. On the OpenAI podcast, Greg Steinbrecher and Mark Handley described a protocol called MRC, a new Ethernet-native networking architecture for GPU clusters that is already in production at OpenAI's Stargate data centers and is now entering open standardization through the Open Compute Project, with NVIDIA, Broadcom, AMD, and Intel as named hardware partners. Here is the problem MRC solves and why it matters at scale. In conventional GPU cluster networking, as cluster size doubles, the mean time between network failure events roughly halves. You are running a compounding reliability tax as you scale. At 10,000 GPUs and above, conventional Ethernet produces multi-second to multi-tens of second training run outages every time a network link fails and BGP reconvergence kicks in. MRC eliminates that through three mechanisms: multipath packet spraying, packet trimming that sends smaller implicit retransmit signals rather than full retransmits, and static routing that bypasses BGP reconvergence delays entirely. The production result at Stargate: training runs are no longer even aware that link failures occurred. More importantly, MRC over Ethernet removes the proprietary fabric dependency that InfiniBand currently imposes, enables flatter network topologies with fewer switch tiers, and reduces capital expenditure and power per useful compute watt. The trade-off is real. MRC requires certified NICs and switches, and static routing demands different operational expertise than BGP-based dynamic routing. But the strategic implication for your board is clear. If you are planning GPU cluster procurement in the next 18 months, MRC compatibility needs to be a hard evaluation criterion. Retrofitting network topology after the build is prohibitively expensive. On the agent architecture side, there is a cost figure from Nate B. Jones's AI News and Strategy Daily that deserves direct board attention. The core finding: computer use agents operating at the UI layer, clicking, form filling, browser control, require approximately 3 to 5 times more human oversight hours per task compared to agents operating with typed semantic primitives. Structured objects with explicit schemas, reversibility flags, and permission gradients. At 1,000 or more agent-assisted tasks per day at enterprise scale, that supervision labor differential translates to $2 million to $8 million annually. The architectural principle that follows from this is not a preference. It is a permission architecture specification. If a typed API or model context protocol connector exists for a task, use it. If a proper protocol exists, use that. Only fall back to computer use or browser control when richer interfaces are genuinely unavailable. The staging versus production environment failure mode is also documented as non-theoretical. Production system deletions caused by agents unable to distinguish staging from production have already occurred in current deployments. Environment tagging must be enforced at the permission architecture layer, not treated as documentation guidance. Two research layer developments round out the picture. The World Bank's Food Security Forecasting System, presented at CSIS by Philip Zimmer and funded by Google.org, provides a production-validated proof of concept for unstructured news text as a leading indicator system. The core documented result: news-derived features added to traditional machine learning models produce significant spikes in crisis outbreak detection accuracy across a 21-country validation study, with news signals capturing leading indicators 2 to 4 months before structured data sources registered the same signal. Two retrospective cases provide the calibration. South Sudan in 2017, where news mentions of crop pests preceded the formal food security declaration by months, while vegetation index data deteriorated only weeks before. In Somalia in 2011, where news conflict reporting spikes preceded the formal declaration by 4 months, while official fatality records lagged because conflict outpaced reporting systems. The system ingests over 140 million articles and is now being integrated into the World Bank's $2 billion crisis response window financing mechanism. The architecture GDELT News Corpus, NLP feature extraction, dual normalization, integration with structured models is directly replicable for supply chain disruption forecasting, credit risk monitoring, and ESG early warning systems. The key practitioner constraint, ground truth label quality, not model architecture, is the binding variable. Inter-rater reliability above 0.70 is the threshold that determines whether your labeled data is actually a defensible asset. GDELT at gdeltproject.org provides zero-cost access to the news corpus layer for proof-of-concept evaluation before you commit to commercial data licensing at $50,000 to $150,000 per year. Building on that, the FFMPEG case study from Lex Fridman's podcast with Jean-Baptiste Kempf and Kieran Cunha draws a line that every engineering organization needs in its AI-assisted code generation policy. FFMPEG contains 100,000 lines of handwritten assembly across codecs. One codec alone contains 240,000 lines, running on approximately 3 billion devices where every compute cycle matters. Cunha described a two-year ongoing debate where AI proponents claimed compiler-generated code matches handwritten assembly, with FFmpeg's engineers providing hundreds of counterexamples demonstrating otherwise. The validated use cases for LLMs in this context are FFmpeg command line generation and boilerplate scaffolding, areas where practitioners confirm strong results. Performance-critical assembly optimization paths are not in that category. Encode that distinction explicitly in your code generation policy. The critical risk and opportunity pairing to carry out of today's briefing. The opportunity is a documented, near-term compute cost reduction window, whether through Gemma 4 MTP migration or DeepSeek R2 parallel piloting with measurable ROI timelines under 90 days. The risk is concentration. Moving production inference volume to a single new vendor or architecture before reliability data exists creates the kind of single point of failure exposure that turns cost savings into operational incidents. Build the routing layer with automatic fallback before you build the savings case. Those two things are not in tension. They are the same decision made correctly. Thank you for your time today. That's your Business Pragmatist Briefing, where technical shifts get translated into board-level outcomes. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your CEO brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.